G2, number 8A.
That Tao, cybernetic, is bringing to this dimensional consciousness the goal-setting activity and the mechanism in order to attain that goal, and a mechanism, with mechanism I don't mean something mechanic, an organism, a self-organism, a mechanism which attains that goal by itself, because it has within itself all the necessary regulating factors and elements and power to achieve what it has set out to achieve. So these are perhaps the main points of what cybernetics is all about. So one can see cybernetics is not so much asking like the other science what a thing is, what matter is, what an atom is. It is not so much asking what the thing is, but it is asking how does it behave? What does it do? How does it behave? Really the behaviorism comes out more and more in all the sciences. The science says, if science is not blind to the future, then we must see what is its goal, then we must see what mechanism we can find that this goal is attained, and they see that wonderful thing that somehow in being there is that information which is able to organize itself and to run on its own information and attain the goal by its own direction. I said information, and with that word information I have said something which is very difficult to define, but which is one of the most important words of today. With information we don't mean that each one is going to inform the other one about everything he is doing and shouldn't do and so on the other has done. Information is not just words being brought from one to the other. Information is something very interesting. And the way they try to explain it is perhaps summarized like this. See, in the classical way of thinking, one was looking at the universe as consisting of mass and energy. These two factors, mass and energy, were considered really the building stones of the universe. And now cybernetics comes and adds to it a third. I can say even before that third came, Einstein showed that mass and energy are interchangeable. So that great formula, that they are interchangeable, that they are just two expressions of the one thing, matter. But then came cybernetics and added another element, information. What on earth is information? And every one of these writers have difficulty in defining what information is. And we will see very soon why they have difficulty in showing it. The father of cybernetics, or the grandfather, Professor Wiener, he said, information is information, comma, not matter nor energy. He said, information has nothing to do with those two other factors, matter and energy. Information is information, but neither matter nor energy. And then came the metaphysicians who are taking up this definition, were philosophizing and metaphysizing about this cybernetics. And Professor Günther, an American, added to this statement another point, which is most interesting. He said, information is information, comma, and not mentality nor subjectivity. My golly. sleep. What is left then? It says, information is neither matter, awareness is neither mass nor energy. What else can it be? Well, then one could say, well, mass and energy is objective, so it can't be subjective. That's the only other alternative which we would have. In the dualistic thinking, in the two-value thinking, there would only be one alternative if it is not matter. It must be subjectivity. It must be thinking. And Günther comes along and says, an information is information, and not mentality, and not subjectivity. Now what can it be? It is something which surpasses the whole human realm, which exists and which he shows to exist without the human thinking and actually without matter and energy. It's a thing, a something, which is far above subjectivity and objectivity. Far above subject and object from our human point of view. And therefore, the first conclusion they drew was that the old logic is no more valuable. The old classical logic of the two values of object and subject is no more valuable. That there must be quite a different logic, the logic built on that information. The one value logic, which has neither good nor evil, neither right nor wrong, neither left nor right, neither top nor bottom, which has no dualistic sense at all in it. And it comes to the one value logic, which finally they must say, this is divine. It is superhuman. It is information that has nothing to do with the human brain, which has nothing to do with matter, with energy, nothing whatever. One is defining information as an infinitely regulative principle, which neither belongs to the object nor to the subject. It is an infinitely regulative principle which belongs neither to the object nor to the subject. Wonderful. See? Taking it right away from men. That's why they come and say, man is obsolete. The historical sense of man is obsolete. Because what is historical man? He is matter, energy and thinking. And all that is not information. Because that information is neither matter, nor energy, nor thinking. There is something, they reach something, which is far bigger than objectivity and subjectivity. It is a self-regulating principle, and they have it as a self-regulating principle on the ground that there is a feedback. It only can self-regulate if an action goes on, and if it comes to a point where something is going wrong, gives an information back and says, you have started wrongly, you have programmed wrongly, you have to correct that, and then you go on again on a higher sense until you come again against something which is interfering, disturbing, and an interference factor or a disturbance factor, and it regulates it back again to the feed-in of the information, and that goes on, that's the eternal self-regulating principle. Now, if that goes on more and more, and quicker with information, you can see why that line which we had at the beginning just goes up slightly suddenly. So that phenomena which we had here, which turns the horizontal to the vertical, is nothing else than the feedback phenomena. Now the feedback phenomena which says, no information that has gone in is going lost. Even if that information is wrong, it is fed back and said it is wrong, you have to change it, and you get in the right one. See? So nothing goes lost. And that gives that acceleration, that exponential drive from the horizontal to the vertical, which we have seen yesterday. So that most people like Berthold, you know Berthold, who wrote that wonderful book, Amitation Humaine. He's a French, what is it translated perhaps, the human mutation. He said history comes to a close because of what? Because of the feedback principle. He said it's more and more feedback, it's more and more, it accelerates in such a way that time is going out of the whole process. And so it comes, okay, to that sense that information, you see, is something of highest importance. And to try to understand this sense of information is something which is really worthwhile giving some thought to. And everyone can do that. Now, talking about this feedback, you see, which is really that which accelerates being and brings the time sense to the point of the eternalness, the horizontal to the vertical, that feedback is usually shown as either a positive feedback or as a negative feedback. I would like you to make a mental note of that, because that has all to do with what we are doing with the levels of time, as I will show you. A positive feedback means that the program that has been put in, that has been programmed in, was right, and as the process goes on, says it is right, 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 right. Giving the information back and saying, always, oh, it's right, just push on, it's right. That's the positive feedback, where it always says, it's okay. The negative feedback is there, where we have the program, the information going on, where being is going on, comes to a disturbance factor like illness or a lack or anything, and says something goes wrong, and therefore has a negative factor. And it's negative, not in the sense that it is really not negative, it's something positive, because just that you must make a better information here. See? Until that negative feedback is programmed so that it becomes a positive feedback and goes on. Now, if you have seen this, then you can see that cybernetics is also concerned with the stability of the whole system. That because it has this feedback, it never gets out of shape. It never comes into a state of imbalance, of disequilibrium. Because of the negative feedback, it says, I bring you back always to the normal. And that is called the homeostasis. That's where you have to know. In homeo, some people write it, I think, with an OA, something. It's the equilibrium, the homeostasis. Homeo means the same, and stasis, state, the same state. So the cybernetics is concerned with keeping the state in equilibrium. And that's what we would like to experience too, that somehow we don't go out of shape. That if there is an interference factor of any kind of mortal mind, that there is enough feedback which puts us back into the equilibrium of our being, of our experience. But you see, that's all it is, must be. Though everybody speaks about that the system, a cybernetic system, should be a system that is destined to keep the equilibrium of being intact, like your thermostat, like the temperature of your blood, organism in a state of homeostasis, of an equilibrium, we begin to see that this is not quite really what we should look for. And the new cyberneticians, they see that what is necessary is something much bigger. Namely, that they feel exactly that, you see, that we shouldn't have a static, a state. That this is not a static state, is not something really terrifically desirable. And though they speak today of the homeo schlese, homeo, equal, and schlese comes from flow, from the flow. And it says that cybernetics really is that self-organizing system which keeps everything not, doesn't try just to keep everything in a state of equilibrium, but which tries to keep the flow intact so that you can go forward. You see, that you don't stay what you are, but that it regulates the unfoldment of everything. See, it says, homeorrhesis, to keep a variable value constant. A variable value, that would be the process of unfoldment, you see, that's variance. That's not the stasis, that unfoldment. And to keep that constant is the homeorrhesis. So that what they show really is this, you see, that if we get into an experience like Noah, and the flood comes, and seems to stop everything, seems to stop his own unfoldment, that he comes into such an interference factor, but finally he lands not where he shipped in. He lands somewhere far up on Mount Ararat, meaning that no experience, whatever we go through, no matter what negative feedback we experience, no matter what that, the cybernetics will lead us just the same to that point where he wanted us to lead to. Can you see the Christ sense that there is in there, which says, no matter what happens, we call it suffering, we call it a crisis, we call it sickness, we call it death, we call it I don't know what, as a negative interference to the cybernetics. And they try to show that this is not possible, that there is built in being a self-organizing power and self-organizing system which tracks you through all the experience, whatever, and you come out on the other side just as if nothing has happened. That you come out there either through science or suffering. Science is the positive feedback and suffering is the negative feedback, but it is a homeorrhesis, you flow. You don't stay where you are. Things go. And on and on and on we go. No matter what difficulty we encounter, we just can see it no more as evil, no more as a counter fact, no more as something bad. We just can see it as something which is the feedback, and we can call it negative or positive feedback, but we are going on and on and on, and just there where we are. And this is approximating, you see, cybernetics is approximating more and more and more, really, that dynamic of being which goes on in being capitalized itself. Where we see in, on the level of science itself, nothing is going on but principle operating as itself. And therefore, nothing, we say, nothing can stop it. It goes on and on and on and on. Oh, got it. I really should have some more time. Well, let's take the next one. And just let me try to show how I see this cybernetic sense built in into the level. Oh, you have both on top of each other, so. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right.
I didn't try it.
And the other one.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I'm making so many mistakes. Huh? He's so good. I think it's time to thank Manfred that he has taken all that work to for us. Yes. But here I tried to show how to build in, you see, the divine cybernetic self-governing principle into the level. the violet is science, green is divine science, blue is absolute Christian science, yellow is Christian science. Well, what we had was the word Christ, Christianity, and science. Now, to my sense, and I always say to my sense because everything is in the flow, in the memory, is it? We could put as the word the input, the feeding in of information, that great sense of information. The input goes to a black box, what they call the black box, where the process goes on, where the information are transformed and transformed and transformed. The process of transformation, they call it very often black box, because they don't know exactly how the process goes on, they only know it goes on, and know exactly what is the output, what comes out of it. Christianity is the outcome of the Christ idea. And from the output, if it is right, we have a feedback, which is science, which is really going back as a self-organizing system again to the input. This is the great circuit or loop which every cybernetic book shows us at the beginning of the first page, so to say. It's showing that it has four offices: input, process, output, feedback. Now, in that self-organizing system, in divine science, where everything is one, we can see that when we come to absolute Christian science, which deals with the specific ideas, but also always in the absolute sense, we really have that circuit here as a positive feedback, here in blue. That it includes the positive feedback, because in absolute Christian science you always calculate right. It's always the calculation of the right ideas. And at the same time, this circuit includes the negative feedback, which must be Christian science, because Christian science is that which deals with error, with the negative interference, and sets the negative interference right. And remember, we had here on the level of Christian science how ideas dissolve illusion. And so in this way, you can see that if we get hold really of the chart, and I think it is, it symbolizes the divine cybernetics as so. In putting into words, I try to word it like this, that divine cybernetics deals with, in science, the one infinite being. It has to do with the one infinite being. In divine science, as a self-organizing system, say running on a self-regulating circuit, it's a oneness. Divine science is oneness. Therefore, it is a self-organizing system. In absolute Christian science, with a positive feedback, namely as error preventing, it's an error forestalling, it's a preventive art of Christian science, and as a negative feedback, as error correcting, which is what Christian science does. So in this way, I felt I could perhaps at this moment summarize what is meant by that. Let me go back again to this. Well, I'm sorry, because you have to go on the train. I don't have to go on the train. See, if you look at it from the standpoint of the synonymous terms, which I have in here, then you can see very well, really, the divine mechanism of the eternal feedback. It is something very interesting, you see, that really in life, truth and love, as the input, you have the so-called success mechanism. That everything, starting with the impulsion of life, which has built in itself already the true form, and has built in itself already the spirit of victory, the spirit of accomplishment. There is no input in the world, you see, except that whole success mechanism, that success mechanism which we would see in nature operating everywhere, that nature has within itself without having a brain, without having subjectivity, has built in information. The squirrel doesn't think when it comes to birth in the spring that there is a summer and that there is an autumn, and in the autumn that it should gather the nuts so to provide to go through the winter. It doesn't know anything about the winter, about snowflakes, and the mother squirrel doesn't tell it. It has a built-in success mechanism which works by itself. It is neither matter, nor energy, nor subjectivity. It's only a matter. Do we see that these things are only shadowing forth the divine success mechanism that is built in each one of us? That, as Mrs. Davis said, there is nothing within me but the spirit of victory. See, life doesn't love. Come, if I had time, I would show you. You see the black book here. Here is the black book, the process, truth, life and love. The Christ, that black book, that terrific black book, where the information goes in. And in the infinitude of being there are infinite truths. How on earth is it? What a wonder is it? What a marvel is it? What a comfort is it that infinite truth, when translated here, can choose that life point, can choose that individual truth which is necessary to be adapted to the situation. This is what the cybernetician would call the scanner. That the scanner goes and takes out of those millions of information which are put into the cyberneter, and in a second scans out that one information which is right for the situation and not another one. Can you see what we saw already there with Gauss? That if we add all the numbers from 1 to 100, we leave out all the 99 and say, that doesn't matter. All that matters is those, the 1 and the 100, that matters. It can select just that which is adapted to the situation, that infinite truth can as life individualize itself to that specific point, which is as love adapted to the right situation, that it doesn't give stones when we need bread. And that gives us bread, that doesn't give us bread when we need stones. How on earth, what is this marvel in being, this black box in being, that ability of selecting out of the infinitude just the right thing? We don't know. Nobody of us knows. We only know that black box exists and that it works perfectly. We know that Christ, that what we call Christ, exists in being, namely the selection ability. And without, oh God, if I only had time. See, that's selection ability. And then here we would have life and love, the infinite reproduction, the infinite reactualization of all the information, and then truth and love really showing that you have the answer of a problem already before you start, because there is no more life there. The truth, the facts of being are already in a state of completeness. Therefore, the feedback is always feeding back all that is true and complete. Well, I can't go much further than that. Just that. No, I want to go on.